Good evening. You're in tuned to the Meeting of the Inner Circle. This is Adama. For those of you who are tuning into the Meeting of the Inner Circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you for caring to be with us in any other place on the planet. For those of you who are using your phone apps towards your greater good, thank you for being that wise. For those of you who are the ones who try to make sure you're always attuned to this frequency, I'm so grateful and so thankful and pray that you are always inspired evermore to create a direct line of light with your angels, your guides, your guardians, your ancients, and your soul, which is what I am always encouraging, what I'm always speaking to in terms of that which is necessary for our liberation, our resurrection, the prerequisites for our being qualified for continuance in existence. And that's why dealing with love and how to wait and the desire, the overwhelming desire that we sometimes get, that it puts us in a position where we're impatient. We fall in love as opposed to rising in love. And there are those who have come to the point and place to realize that as we are consciously seeking to be able to respond correctly and directly in any and every now moment towards being under this world conquering rampage, then every aspect of our lives has to be immersed in light. Every desire that we have, every passion has to be transmuted into that which is going to work towards our greater good. Every emotion can work towards our greater good when we consciously care to be disciplined, to be disciples of light, love, wisdom, truth, peace, poise, power, patience, potency, and being in a place and space where we don't mind growing our God and Goddess muscles. Because it's an essential, it's necessary, because abortion has become the largest killer of us as a people. And if we were in our disciplines, if we were taking time to really just be in a place where nothing rules us, that we don't get caught up and lost in a moment of pleasure or passion or lust or ecstasy or whatever, when we have a realization that there is that which we want to be a part of and participate with, so that everything in our life is ordered and bringing us a greater good. And the pain and the suffering and the disdain and the shame and the guilt of being out of alignment with the truth of ourselves, being in a place and space where we are not doing our due diligence in mastering ourselves, then we can combine and accumulate all of these things that come to that place and space where we call adulteration. And in order for us to literally be liberated from it, we have to commit to being greater, to allowing the spirit that is in these bodies to take full control, that we do not allow any of our passions or lusts or desires or appetites to rule us. And it matters when you look at sex being a multi-trillion dollar industry in the world. And that the violation of babies, toddlers, little girls, teenagers, elder women, and whatnot all over the world has been on the rise for quite some time. And nobody's consciously trying to check brothers or men or those who want to be referred to as men and respected as men for being able to check themselves, to put themselves in a place where they're loins and their longings and their passions and their lusts don't rule them and control them to the degree to which they will not force themselves on anything or anybody that's not willing and loving and open and receptive to receiving them. And these are things that I know we don't talk about, but you know, everybody has a body, and because everybody's in a body and everybody is under siege and everybody is permeated and penetrated with all manners of chemicals, pesticides, poisons, hormones, nitrates, nitrites, BHA, BHT, and so many chemicals that are affecting our capacity for thinking, affecting our capacity for discipline, affecting our capacity for caring, affecting our capacity for walking in the light of the absolute and supreme intelligence that we indeed are. And so the need for our clearing and our cleansing, our purification, is foundation for the healing. We have enough evidence, we have enough examples within ourselves and our families and people that we know where we see that their issues do not get better as a result of taking more and more medication. That until we learn how to discipline ourselves and how to really care to be healthy and care to be well and care to be cleansed and care to be healed and care to be empowered and care to be in the light of this absolute and supreme intelligence that we each are, that is foundational. The caring is a necessity to get to the love. And the love is actually the fulfillment of the law. But the love is the harmony of truth, and the truth is that everyone and everything is immersed, upheld, maintained, sustained, and breathing by virtue of this absolute and supreme intelligence. And it is not the will of absolute and supreme intelligence for us to be in violation of ourselves, or anybody else. And when you have governments in place that support the violation because they support the cellular oppression, the chemical assault on the cells of every body, then you are dealing with situations and circumstances that you have to be present within your own temple to take control of your temple. Because if you do not consciously care to be in that space, in that place of centeredness, in the peace and the poise of dwelling in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, then you will never have the experience of the wholeness, which is going to give you all of the degrees of leverage in a system that is trying to make sure that you are weak, that you are vulnerable, that you are out of alignment with your line of light, with your angels, your guides, your guardians, your ancients, and your soul. We are in a now moment of eternity that requires us to dwell consciously, knowing that we are held by absolute law, and that law is absolute love, and that love is the light of that which is the supreme intelligence, so that we could not violate anybody else and be all right. And know that we cannot. And it's a thought and a lesson that so many ones need to get, because as we see the mounting violence within those who have taken training and whatnot to be keepers of the peace, for them to be the most violent ones, to be the most insecure ones, to be those ones who are steeped in fear, there is something seriously wrong here. And our literally not knowing how to get into the grace and the protection of our absolute and supreme intelligence, so that we are not attracting these tragic dates with fate. We are not creating this cataclysmic ride with demise, that we are not putting ourselves in a place and space where we are going to have this tragic date with fate and end up at the end of somebody's baton or taser or gun or whatever. We have so much violence in our society that if we don't really get a grip and understand that the violence is predicated on the violation that is charged in the blood, and that the condition of the blood is laying foundation for the quality of the being or the lack thereof, and that when we are under a world conquering rampage to put us in a place where we are divided within ourselves, it matters that we care to be whole. It matters what we're reaching for on a daily basis. It matters that we want to be in a place where we are able to provide the grace and the protection for our children, to know how to keep them prayed up so that they are out of harm's way. way that you are not giving them that which anesthetizes them, inebriates them, and is training them with the video games and all of this media and madness to be in a place and space where they are not doing what's in their own best interest consistently over time. And as men, the progenitor of lineages, and as women, the perpetuator of lineages, we have to pay attention to the quality of beings that we are and the quality of beings that we're creating, because there is no greater work that we can be involved in the day and time we're living in. Because having a job and having money and then being able to buy whatever poison you want and then feed this to your children is what we see in terms of all of those who came through the womb of someone else, sparked by the divine energy from someone else. It comes to a point where they are the violators of other one's children. We're in a now moment of eternity that requires us to really understand that there are those who have come and those who have gone, and so many ones in terms of the foundation of this country and the violation of our indigenous families and the enslavement of our African families and the continued violation against everything and everybody that has led to this massive incarceration, this disproportionate amount of sickness, illness, and disease amongst those of color. And we have to come to that place and space where we will no longer do anything to undermine ourselves, to understand that the flesh, the dairy, the eggs, the chicken, the fish, the flour, the sugar, the alcohol, the tobacco, all of this is the root of that which allows us to be out of alignment with our direct line of light with our Creator. And to have this as multi-trillion dollar business, to have it in a place and space where this is what we get in the public school system, this is what we get after church, this is what we get at grandmama's house, this is what we get everywhere. Everybody is feeding off of that which creates sickness, illness, disease, and premature death, and putting us in a place where in the meantime you're suffering from all manners and degrees of inconsistency, contradiction, hypocrisy, stupidity, carelessness, thoughtlessness, mindlessness, wickedness. And it's okay, it's common, because that's how everybody is. We have to understand that there would be no way possible for masses of people to be sick, ill, and diseased if it were not an agenda to perpetuate that. And that those who are perpetuating it, those who are the profiteers, those whose companies these are, those who are multi-millionaires and billionaires by virtue of them manufacturing, producing, distributing, advertising all of this garbage and creating events like clockwork from New Year's Day to New Year's Eve throughout the year, where we will feed off of the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, and more alcohol and more tobacco and more and more and more of that which undermines every fiber of our being, every cell of our body temples. And the high blood pressure and the diabetes and the schizophrenia and the bipolarism and the multiple sclerosis and all of this. We cannot master ourselves if we do not honor the divinity of the functioning of every fiber of our being. We cannot really thrive in loving relationships and have happy marriages and lay foundation for happy, well-adjusted children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren if we rejoice in our opportunities and our right to be wrong, to be out of alignment with the will of existence, the laws of existence, and the love in being itself. They had us thinking that it's happy. It's a happy day to be in a place where you are out of your mind, inebriated and intoxicated. It is sad to see women out here on the streets begging for money, have their children in the stroller and in the parking lots begging for money. And then whatever money they get, they go into the stores and not buying fruit and vegetation, but buying sodas and white bread and hot dogs and hamburgers. those of us who really care to be able to respond correctly and directly in our now moment, the only right response is to do nothing to undermine yourself first. And we have so many ones who have such good intentions, and they create all of these wonderful 501c3s and create all of this application for money coming from foundations and whatnot of those who whose families have profited so much because they were the ones of the meat, the chicken, the dairy, the fish, the alcohol, the tobacco, the sugar. All of these ones have so much money because their products are in everybody's body. And then they want to put Band-Aids on the cancers that they're creating. The whole point in getting cleansed is so that we can heal. And in the healing, we are able to be renewed and rebirthed so that our thought is elevated, that we gain the light and the wisdom with which to give a greater service, to create that which is a necessity for the healing of our families and of our communities. And so many of us are showing up and we don't want to be healed. We'd rather have our feet and our legs and stuff amputated than take time to really cleanse. What kind of protection, what kind of security can you have as a nation when everybody rejoices in their right to kill themselves and their children? There is no security that your military can get you or secure for you when you are the terrorist of your own people. That children with leukemia are not in terror? Yes, they are. Now, people having to come up under the knife to have their breasts removed and their uteruses cut off and cut out and all of this just to be experimented with and grow new breast tissue and petri dishes and grow new uteruses and petri dishes based upon the experimentation that they're doing from the genetic information and material and the DNA of those who have submitted unto these. But we're in a now moment that requires us to really understand that the light of God, the truth of God, the wisdom of God, the way of God would never subject us to having our bodies ripped open for repair and then come into a point and place where we still are not given instruction as to how to really prevent any other damage to ourselves. We're in a now moment where everything we do matters. We're in that now moment where when we do not have the care to be caring, to be loving, to be kind, to be considerate, to be forgiving, to be compassionate, it doesn't matter how much money you make or how much things you have. What is required is our due diligence in exalting a full life's urge as the reverence and the respect for that which we have been given, to understand that the intelligence of your being is beating your heart, it is breathing you. It loves you unconditionally. It has gifted you with all that you are, and you will not have anything greater than yourself. It matters that we get it. It matters that you want to make a difference in your life. Because where you do not have that care and you do not have that concern, you will never be able to accomplish the work that is for us to accomplish, which is vivid self-representation in the light of the truth of the all that we each are. As these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of absolute and supreme presence. The clearing, the cleansing, the consecration, the purification of your body temple is the greatest work that we can do individually and collectively, because as we do that, we would be reversing any kind of issue that is sickness, illness, and disease. We would have the greatest degree of influence in the lives of those we love because they could see the benefit and the change and would not be so. So stuck in feeling that only the doctors know. When they see that the doctors are as sick as they are. This now moment in which we're living is potent, pregnant with infinite possibilities. But being in a place and space where it matters to you, because if you do not develop an intensity of intention towards your own integrity at the cellular level, in the clearing, the cleansing, the purification, coming to a point where you realize that high blood pressure medicine is creating the dialysis issues, the kidney issues, that the alcohol and the tobacco and all of these residues over time are still in the tissues, even though you've been vegetarian for 3 and 4 and 5 years after 40, 50 years of eating meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, flesh, flour, soy, canned food, all of this stuff. You gotta be intensely intentional on a daily basis in your clearing, your cleansing, your consecration, your purification, your looking into your own eyes and knowing that there is only one eye that truly sees through every eye, and it is the eye of God. And God has gifted you with so much of itself that being in right alignment with its will, being in right alignment with the love that it has given you to make the sun shine without. The sun is shining regardless of the cloud, regardless of the rain, regardless. The earth is moving, spinning, growing things, regardless of whatever else is going on. Whatever you focus on right now, understand that as we are completely consecrated in the love of the absolute, in the truth of the absolute, and that that love is encompassing, that we are gaining in our power to influence the world towards her greater good. It is our time to rise. It is our time to put ourselves in order, because there is nobody that you can vote for who has a greater commitment to you than that which beats your heart and that which breathes you. Being in a place and space where you want with every fiber of your being to be potent, to be influential, to be powerful, to be creative, to be dynamic, to be all that God is on behalf of the lineages that you represent, on behalf of all of those who've come and gone and given their gifts, on behalf of the wholeness of us all. We have to be whole. Proficiency in one area of talent is insufficient in terms of what the requisite is for our being qualified for continuance in existence. We're in a place and space to see that the waters are rising, and when the earth is 80% water and the land has come up through the water, then understand that we are all very vulnerable. And the greatest degree of protection we have is when we are doing our daily due diligence in reverencing, appreciating, loving, honoring, respecting the intelligence of our being and the intelligence of all beings. There's no way in hell that we should be in wars and killing people and undermining the cellular functioning of children, making sure that they have access to all manners of artificial colors, artificial flavors, white sugar, sweetened, aspartame, laden, all of this garbage. And you work for these companies, you make sure that these products get into the communities. It is an all-person initiative for where we are right now. We cannot depend upon the few. We have to rise as many in doing a daily due diligence and just loving ourselves and loving ourselves and loving, period. And this is how we gain not just favor, but this is how we succeed in our living. So that when it comes time to leave the rest of our lives from this point, is going to be the best of our lives. We are stepping off the path of adulteration onto the path of maturation. And that which is the gift that we've been given, that which is our true legacy, our true heritage and inheritance, we are cultivating ourselves. We are realizing actualizing and coming to a point where we are in harmonization with the will of existence, the love of life, the laws of life, the truths of existence, so that we are being qualified for continuance in existence upon the planet. There are those whose violations are so intense that they may never live again. There are those who are so far out of alignment with the truth of their own divinity that they don't even want to live. And whatever we are applying ourselves to, the way that the law is working, you will have the fullness of that. And that's why I'm the one to encourage you to ask to be in alignment with the truth of yourself, the truth of life itself, to dwell consciously in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and to take in as much as you can get with each and every breath, to honor and respect every beat of your heart, to do that which is yours on a daily basis in facilitating the opening of all channels of elimination, so that all of that that is not you can get freed from you, so that you are renewed and rebirthed, revivified in the light of the truth of the all that you truly are as absolute and supreme intelligence. Men, the progenitor of lineages, womb, men, the perpetuator of lineages. And whether you bring forth lineages through your own loins or womb or not, you at least have enough sense to exalt a full life's urge and allow nothing to rule you, to enslave you, and that you will seek with all of your being to be a glory to the lineages that you represent. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection. The meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are. And for those of you who are tuning to the meeting of the inner circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, I'm so grateful and so thankful that you prefer to be here with us than any other place on the planet. For those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, I cannot thank you enough for your consistency. Anytime I come to the airwaves and every time that I have opportunity to speak into the hearts and the minds and the souls of people, I am doing so as this point of an absolute and supreme intelligence to remind you that we share in this now moment of eternity the graciousness, the blessedness of being in the presence of this absolute and eternal presence that is all there is as existence itself. And to come to that place and space where we are caring to come to or be able to respond correctly and directly in this now moment, as a result of being under a world-conquering rampage of divisiveness. And you hear me go on and on about this consistently over time, and I have to do it because you have been given the lies consistently over time. You have been fed death consistently over time. You have been propagandized, and you have been inebriated and intoxicated and violating and supported in doing that which undermines your own being consistently over time. So I have no other choice but to bring you the love and the light and the wisdom and the truth consistently over time to get you to remember that you are not here under your own auspices, that you come from lineages of people that sacrificed and were sacrificed, and there is a progression in the order of existence, and that progression is for each generation to become more dynamic than the last, for each generation to become more cultivated and idealized in the light of that which the intelligence of existence had in mind for that lineage. For each lineage is like a thought that has issued from the mind of the absolute, and each lineage is imbued with certain talents, skills, and abilities to bring to the world for the benefit and the wholeness of the world directly. But we're in a place and space where you play yourself so small, you're not making the commitments to stand in your greatness. You're not making commitments to be in a place and space where you can be counted on and depended upon and accountable for being who you are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that you're accepting so much less of yourself. And as a result of that, you're seeing that there are those who have no value for life, no value for the living, no value for any race or nation or culture of people. You have those who are on a world conquering rampage to make sure that everyone is intoxicated, inebriated, violating, sick, ill, diseased, addicted to pharmaceuticals and all kinds of drugs, when you are a part of that which has already shown that it has no commitment to the purposes in existence. It has no commitment for correcting its error. It has no commitment even acknowledging its error and consciously trying to be correct. Then you got to go for everything that you would want to know, because following these ones off the cliff into this abyss where you can be falling infinitely, because we are immersed in eternity. And nobody can guesstimate or estimate how much of infinity lies to the right or the left, or the east or the west, or the north or the south of us. We are all centers of existence itself. And as we are taking each and every breath and with every beat of our heart, where you are completely committed to being all that you are in the light of this absolute and supreme intelligence, then you begin to get leverage. And where you are successful on a daily basis in exalting a full life's urge, you begin to get leverage. And where you are consciously caring, consciously loving, consciously forgiving, consciously seeking to be shaped by the hands of angels of light so that your character is virtuous, your character is truly reflective of the truth of that which you truly are as a living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of this absolute and supreme intelligence. If we were doing that which is our due diligence as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, these people could not be shooting our babies down in the streets. They would not be in a place where we are having all of our elders on all of these high blood pressure medicines and having these butchers just chop our breasts off and pull our wombs off and do all of this cutting and cutting and cutting away, and then using our genetic material for growing new breasts and new uteruses and petri dishes. We are under the auspices of absolute law, absolute light, absolute wisdom, and absolute truth being held in the reality of eternity. Already, but if you are not attending to it, if you're not focused on it, if you are not really being mindful of dwelling in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and you think that you're in Babylon, you think that you're in the belly of the beast, you think, you understand, then that's going to lay foundation for the quality of consciousness that you're able to develop, because you will not be able to really develop the fullness of your goddess and godhood self when you are acknowledging the wickedness or allowing yourself to be in a place where you are always reacting to, you're always studying, you're always following these ones, because these ones are there to make sure that you're distracted from the absolute reality. You're distracted from dwelling in the presence of this absolute and eternal presence. You're distracted. And under that distraction, it puts you in a place sometimes where you're insecure, you doubt, you're faithless, you don't believe that you can be healed. And this is the only reason you would be on any kind of blood thinners and high blood pressure medicine or all of this for 10, 14, 15, 20 years, because you never accepted the truth of yourself. You never accepted that you could be off of it. You never accepted that you could be healed. You never made the commitments to being whole. And as we're maturing, there's less of us. so that our elders end up in nursing homes and whatnot with so much of the truth of who they are completely obliterated. We can't even remember who these people are. They don't even remember who they are as a result of their cells having been consistently assaulted by behavior modifying chemicals that are nitrates and nitrites and preservatives and artificial colors and artificial flavors and all of these things that are literally permeating every fiber of our being. We are under siege, and it is your duty, obligation, and responsibility to care to exalt a full life's urge so that you do nothing to undermine your cells. You do nothing to undermine yourself, that you are always reaching for the light. You are always consciously seeking to be bathed and purified in absolute love, absolute light, absolute wisdom, and absolute truth. Because there is no leverage that you can have when you're dealing with a world-conquering rampage of divisiveness, a world-conquering rampage that is depopulation and genocide, a world population that constitutes billions of people who act as if they have no memory of what the purpose in existence is. And where you go around talking about, I don't know what I'm purposed to do. I don't know what my purpose is. Your purpose is to exalt life. I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing. You're supposed to be exalting life. I don't know what God would have me do. You're supposed to be loving this intelligence of existence with your whole body, heart, with all of your might. You're supposed to be honoring the legacy of the lineages that you represent. You're supposed to be loving your life, existing for the glory of that which beats your heart and breathes you. You're supposed to be rising in light of and in spite of any other attempt to make sure that you don't. You are supposed to be holding on to that everlasting, ever brilliant reality of dwelling in this absolute and eternal reality. You're supposed to be remembering that you were this point of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and you are supposed to be functioning as an absolutely supremely intelligent being. Man, the progenitor of lineages, or wombed man, the perpetuator of lineages. We are not authorized by the intelligence of existence or the creator's will to be the perpetuators of sickness, illness, disease, and death as a livelihood. And where we go to work every day, and then you have the mentality that you're slaving, you have the mentality that you're on the plantation, you have the mentality that they're killing you and will not accept responsibility for the reality that you're killing yourself, and you're supporting the violation, the annihilation, the subjugation, the inebriation, the intoxication, and the adulteration and violation of your children and your grandchildren, and you dishonor those that you've come through. Now, we don't have to continue to do this. You can make a decision tonight that you will consciously care to do everything that is in your best interest. And what is in your best interest is your desiring to do that which makes you whole, not just wanting another medication and wanting another pill because the pills that they gave you are not working. But to be in a place and space where you consciously seek to be in the harmony of the love of the truth. It says, know ye the truth, and the truth would make you free. The truth is that we are already immersed in the reality of infinity and eternity, and we should be functioning as conscious immortals. But they got you believing in death, that you're supposed to be dying from something, that death is the finality. Death is what everybody comes to. Well, everybody dies, sister. What you trying to say is you ain't gonna die? You ain't gonna die. I'ma die. The wages of sin is death. Sinfulness is your deliberate ignorance of the laws that govern you. Your participation in undermining yourself, undermining those who have come before you, being disregarding and disobedient unto that which is order. You understand? That's the disorder and the chaos of the world, is to have us where we're confused about who and what we are. And what duty and obligation and responsibility is. And so I like to make it real simple to say that if you exist as a being, then you exist to exalt the intelligence of your being. And the intelligence of your being would never kill itself and then want to be respected as an intelligent person. We're in a now moment of eternity that requires us to really dig deep within ourselves, to reach the height of ourselves, to really forgive ourselves for our trespasses and our violations and our participation in being complicit and complacent with our own oppression. To be in a place and space where it's not just about what it is you're eating, because we are not literally human eaters. We are human beings. And they got us in a place where we are now separating ourselves based upon what we eat. We were already separated based upon what gods we call upon, what religions and what books we read, what scriptures we know. We're already separated by virtue of our socioeconomic status, our educational, our degrees and all of this, our class and our all of these things. And it's all divisiveness. And so now we have this other realm in terms of, well, I'm vegan, or I'm strict vegetarian, or I'm lacto-ovo-vegetarian, or I'm a carnivore, or I'm omnivore. And I'm like, you all are these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence. And when you accept the truth of your being, you would have to accept that there's that which the intelligence of your being intended for you to consume in order to facilitate optimum cellular functioning. And feeding off the flesh of dead animals and the aborted fetuses of other creatures and all of this artificially colored, artificially flavored NutraSweet things that are coming in boxes that can sit in shelves, and all this beef jerky and all this dried flesh and all of this stuff is the evidence that you either don't know or you don't care to know, or you're ignoring the fact that you could know. But if your body is telling you that something's wrong because you, no matter what you do, are gaining more and more weight, that you are having to take more and more pills, that your children are coming up and becoming obese already, and they're only 3 and 4 years old, you understand? Then we have to want to care to know what to do in our own best interests. That's where the wisdom starts. We are in a now moment that the cosmic edict, the edict that has been issued from the exalted realms, is for our resurrection, is for the raising up of all ones upon the planet, is for bringing Mother Earth, Mother Nature, and her creatures into the order of the eternal. Mother Earth is a hostess for embryonic souls, spirits that are here to master themselves, to self-actualize, self-realize, and to be harmonized with the laws that govern existence itself. This is school for us, and we should be graduating with flying colors. But because there is an agenda by someone's to make sure that we are not graduating, that we're dying, that we are not understanding what the purpose in being here is, that our orientation is based upon capitalistic objectives, our orientation is based upon the politics, our orientation has been a disorientation, our education has been a miseducation, that now we're in a place and space where our doctors are butchers. They are in a conspiracy of silence where they will not tell you what you need to know in order to cleanse and heal yourself. But they will take your body parts. And even though they took this from you, you go back in, then they'll take that from you. You understand? To have a doctor that continues to schedule more and more surgeries, these ones, you need to be running from them. Why do you run to them? Because within our physical bodies, we have light bodies. We should be developing by virtue of our mastery of the virtues of living, the loving, the obedience, the correcting, the compassion, the mercy, the quality of character that is consistent with who we are as the children of that which we refer to as God, Yah, Yahweh, Jehovah, Allah, Jah, whatever we may refer to it as. There is absolute law that governs our being. And when we are in those laws, there is no sickness, illness, and disease. When we are in those laws, then where there has been sickness, where the body has been trying to exert a full life's urge to correct itself, to heal itself, then you have the opportunity to truly be healed. You understand? It was never the intention of Mother Earth, Mother Nature, and the intelligence of existence for us to have to kill ourselves to exalt somebody else's prosperity. You understand? To already see the effects of a people who are so insecure and so fearful that they pump themselves up with some sort of delusion that they're superior because they have less melanin than everybody else. They pump themselves up so that they try to make it seem is that people who are very melanated and live very simply, immersed in lush greenery and waterfalls and things that grow to heal everything, they want to make these people feel as though they're impoverished because they don't have all of this polished wood, metal, and stone. But they didn't create prisons and insane asylums and institutions that graduate people so that they can serve the forces of sickness, illness, disease, and death. We have to come to a point and place where you have a care to not just survive, but that you have a care to be completely cleared and cleansed and purified so that you are renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified in the light and the truth of the all that you really are. Because whether you are artists, whether you are lyricists, whether you're a painter, it doesn't matter. You have talent, skills, and abilities, and the talents that we have, that which we were gifted by virtue of our DNA, by virtue of our genetic inheritance, our heritage is so that the intelligence of existence can shine forward through us. And every hue of people has gifts and talents. And every hue of people is having to come to a point and place where they are correcting themselves so that they are able to facilitate the continuance in existence of their lineages. But where you have a people who are not conscientious enough, aware enough to even discuss the issues of continuance in existence as a result of seeing the violation, the degradation, the subjugation, the incarceration, the sickness, the illness, the violation, the molestation, the rape, and all of this illness that goes on when sex has become multi-trillion dollar industry, then you know that you have a people who will soon cease to exist. People who generate money in cultivating the kind of mindset and mentality that creates the wastage of the very sacredness of the people themselves. It's not bad enough that humanity supports the violation of 20 billion animals on an annual basis, that these people are enslaving the world. And now is our time to no longer participate with the foolishness. To be in a place where you understand that there is absolute law that governs life, and we were told to ask and it shall be given. It's not that we have a lack of knowledge, we have a lack of care to really ask to do anything differently. Why would we sit back and continue to poison ourselves when we feel the pain of it all? We're dealing with the suffering that comes as a result of our having been fed all of this garbage. Our body temples are for the dwelling of the true spirit of the living God and Goddess. Because these temples are where we come to know God. These temples are where we communicate with that entity that we refer to as God. These temples are our gift. These are our homes. Wherever we go with it. And our being in a place where we have been socialized to disregard it and disrespect it, to have more care for the mechanical operational functioning of an automobile more than you care to acknowledge the divinity of your own being, is the root of all of our issues, that we do not value that which we were given, because we were given it. We value what we had to work for and slave for, the things that we have. We value our things more than we value our children. We care more for our polished wood, metal, and stone than we care for our children and our grandchildren. We will do whatever, bear arms and whatnot, to shoot somebody, kill somebody who's trying to rob you. But then you participate in undermining the functioning of your children. We're in a now moment that is calling us to correct ourselves, to understand the inconsistency and the contradiction and the hypocrisy that is everywhere throughout all of the echelons of those institutions and those who maintain and run these institutions that consciously care to make sure that you have a disorientation in terms of who you are as this point of an absolute and supreme intelligence, why you are to exalt this absolute and supreme intelligence, and what your capacity is as absolute and supreme intelligence. There is nothing that you can claim that is greater than the truth of who you be as this point of absolute and supreme intelligence. In the realm of the eternal, there literally is no America. America is a corporate entity. We dwell upon the planet. We dwell upon this earth. And this earth is upheld and maintained by spiritual forces that we cannot even begin to call. We exist in the realm of eternity. We are already in heaven. And if you are living a hellacious life, it's because every fiber of your being has been permeated and penetrated by that which undermines you, undermines the cellular functioning, undermines your capacity for thinking and harmonizing with and creating a direct line of light with your angels, your guides, your guardians, your ancients, and to be under the auspices of your soul. We're in a now moment that requires us to realize the real eye that sees, and to know that that eye that sees, sees through every eye. And even though we have been taught racism and sexism and homophobia and all of these other things, when you rise above all of that to embrace and to acknowledge and to dwell in the oneness of existence and the divinity of existence, and to begin literally to consecrate your body temple so that the spirit that dwells in that body has been completely cleared and cleansed and consecrated for the purposes of that which beats our heart and that which breathes us, that which we refer to as Yah, Yahweh, God, Goddess, Mother, Father, Creator, that is everywhere present. You are the eye that sees through every eye. You are that which beats our heart, and you are that which breathes us. And you are that which is the order of all of existence itself, and there is nowhere we can go where you are not. The issue for is our reaching for you. We give thanks for the removal of all blockages and obstacles. We give thanks that those who refuse to be in the light of your absolute and supreme intelligence, that those who are the perpetuators of sickness, illness, disease, and death, those who are the profiteers, or delusionally so, off of sickness, illness, disease, and death, those who really have no love and no light, no wisdom and no truth, we thank you that they have no influence in our lives, that we're in a now moment of eternity where we understand that that which was not built upon the foundations of love, light, wisdom, and truth will soon cease to exist. We give thanks that we have an understanding and an understanding that there is no rebuking or revoking of that which allows us to stand absolutely and eternally. We give thanks that we are consciously caring to be in a place where we know the glory of the obedience and the discipline of discipleship to that which is absolute law, absolute love, absolute wisdom, and absolute truth. For that is the only leverage that we could ever have under a world-conquering rampage of depopulation and genocide. We were told to ask and it would be given, to knock and the door would be opened, to seek and we would find, through fasting and prayer, the desires of our hearts would be granted unto us. To give thanks as if we'd already received it. To pray without ceasing. I'm just the one to remind you that we were already given the keys. And you have them. And now you have to use them consistently over time. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle. And this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal.